Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's November 25th, 2007. And here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 8th and 9th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's another question concerning other dimensions. If a soul somehow ended up trapped in another dimension, would they ever be able to return from it?
This would depend very greatly, Alora, on whether or not the portal to which they entered our dimension was still open. If the portal was open, they could return to their own dimension. If it was not, they've got a big, big problem, because there's no way for them to get back, and they're slowly going to ebb away and die in our dimension. Interdimensional travel is a very dangerous thing, Alora, and those that choose to take part in it better make sure that the portals that they come through are going to be open for a good, good long time. Some of these portals stay open for hundreds of years. Others close in mere hours after they appear. So it is very, very dangerous to come in and out of these portals. One should actually stay away from them because there is no telling when they are going to close again. And when they close, you're trapped wherever you are, and there's no way you can get back. If there's no bridge from one dimension to another, there's no way that people can travel from dimension to dimension. There are races that have built artificial bridges, but Demetrius has had a little fun discouraging them from visiting our dimensions anymore. So only natural barrier penetrations are left, and you don't want to really mess with these. You really don't want to mess with these. You can find yourself in a lot of difficulty.
Ew! I'd stay away from those things, Nazarene. By far away.
You're not the only one, Alora. Demetrius has got me to look through a couple of those things, but that's as close as I'll get.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory. You can check it out online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm.
Nazarene, our friend Kathy in Minnesota unfortunately was dissatisfied with the way her question was answered for Tuesday of last week, as she wasn't speaking of channeling when she asked, "Why don't you yourself embody a human being and run for president? Didn't you possess a human body of someone in Texas to do your deeds last year?"
We are quite disappointed, Alora, that your friend Kathy did not like the answer to her question. I guess it was a slight misunderstanding in what she meant. It is true that some months ago I did possess a body in Texas and do a great deal of work down there, but we ran into the same problem there that we run into when we do simple channeling through people. People simply would not believe who we were and would not respond to us. They would prefer to be destroyed rather than listen to what we had to say. So the amount of power that we were expending to do this was not worth the reward that we were getting for the effort. So as man did not care about us, as man has given up on us and decided that he's going to do whatever he wants to do anyway, even if it destroys him, we withdrew and we put others in this body and let them do the work until it was time to let that body go. This is unfortunate. When we go into a body and we do work, people ignore us. They don't care about us. They don't want to believe in us. The only thing that we can do now is to attack those that oppose us. When we try to do good things, when we try to help people, they don't want it. They reject us. So we have to attack rather than build. This is a terrible, terrible situation.
So sorry to hear that, Nazarene. I'm beginning to wonder if the bad things can be stopped.
You're not the only one, Alora. Everyone in the afterlife is struggling and wondering if we can possibly survive and save our children. But we're trying, Alora. Every day we're trying.
We'll be back again.